Well, I think it's many conversations, and I think they begin really early on, before you see problems arising. And that's not what most people do. It's not human nature. But I think it's very important to plan as a family for financial, legal, and long-term care needs. Most people put this off, and then there's a crisis like a stroke, or I come home for the holidays and, gosh, the situation is really bad. Mom's unsafe. So number one is plan for long-term care needs as soon as possible, and it takes more than one conversation. And secondly, I think that it's very important to recognize that your parents or older adult loved ones want to stay in their home for as long as possible. So be patient and respectful and honor their wishes, even if they don't exactly conform to what you think is best. They are still adults. I think thirdly is to work together as a family. And again, keeping that respectful and to seek help from professional resources like your area agency on aging.
What should adult children keep in mind when they begin the discussion? Should siblings get together and have this discussion now with their parent, or not a good time because it is the holidays?
Well, if you're coming in from out of town and it's the only time in the near future when you're going to have a face-to-face opportunity with your parents, then yes, I would say to try and set aside time to do it. But it's not the best, I think, holidays for obvious reasons.
What if the parent is not interested in having the discussion?
And that often happens. I think that many times an older adult will hide issues from you, especially if they think you're going to perhaps overreact and try to force them to go into assisted living, into a nursing home, and they do not want to lose their independence. So I would say that it's important to respect someone's rights as adults, even if you think that they might be not the best choices. Where I would draw the line is at safety risks that put others in danger, such as really dangerous driving, inability to drive safely, or also significant dementia. And I'm not talking here about mild memory loss. I'm talking about significant dementia where a person is not safe. Other than that, I think you try to take it slow.
Anything else, Laurie Petrie, you'd like to say about beginning a discussion with our aging parents?
Again, know that it's going to take more than one discussion. To be respectful and patient. This is an adult and your parent. Don't reverse the roles. Three, try to work together as a family. And four, don't go it alone. Seek the services and help that's available in the community from your area agency on aging.
Laurie, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.